man, 5-on-5. He's a plus player. He's getting a lot of points, not just on special teams, so that's going to bode well for us.
What else you got, Coach?
We have a player who's playing in Olds, Alberta Junior Hockey League, Chris Jerry. He was a Canadian Junior Hockey League Rookie of the Year, so if you take all 10 leagues of junior hockey in Canada, he had a tremendous year last year. He's fifth in the Alberta Junior League in scoring. He's leading his team in scoring. He's very, very similar to Alex Patan. So very crafty, can score, can play. We're not 100% sure if he's going to come in next year or play one more year of junior. But really gifted offensive player.
And who else, Coach, do we have that we can talk about?
We've got Mitch Newsom as a 97 forward in Penticton, the BC Junior League. Mitch will be a couple years down the road. He's a power forward, much similar to a Reed Sturrows, Joel Lesbrons. Once again, he plays a 200-foot game, and he can really, really skate, and he's got a knack for the net.
Boy, and we love those power forwards when you can get the skill on that line with a power forward. It really kind of raises their level of the game. We saw that with Reed Sturrows.
Yeah, no question. And Mitch can play on any line and play with skilled guys. We got Jake Coppola, a 95 left winger. He's playing in Green Bay in the USHL. We see him kind of being an energy guy fitting in on the penalty kill, and he's hard to play against as well. Another guy up front is Brett Bowling in Dubuque of the USHL. He's up at the top. He's playing on arguably the best team in the USHL. He's playing big minutes. He's off to a great start. He played at Shattuck St. Mary's, so we're very high on him. He'll be coming in next year as well. And our last forward that we have committed is D'Amico Hanoon. He's actually Alex Patan's cousin. And D'Amico, I think he's got 16 or 17 goals already in the BC Junior League. Kind of shoots a puck like David Johnstone, scores a lot of goals. He's got a big-time one-timer. So we're obviously excited to have him. He's a player that is having a big year.
Do you, as you look at some of these, especially the forwards and some of the great offensive abilities that you are bringing in, but we have a lot of guys that are still, are still young on our team, and some of the freshmen who because of how successful we've been early on in the season, really haven't had the opportunity yet, and I know they will, to get in the lineup. Does it start becoming a little bit of a puzzle for you guys to kind of fit and piece these things together as far as what year and where they're going to be playing?
Well, no question. But, you look at Minnesota State this weekend. They had two freshmen in the lineup. They're a very veteran, deep team, and that's a reason why they're top. And we're getting ourselves into that position where, we've got some very good players, Mason Blacklock, Evan Anderson, Joel Lesbrons, three very, very, very skilled. And they're going to play a lot of hockey here at Tech, and we're very high on them, and they're doing the right things. But that's a sign of a good team and building a winning program is when you're starting to get that depth. And now we've got leadership up front from our veteran guys. You want to continue to have that depth year in and year out as we move forward. We've got that now up front. We've got, a couple defensemen we can talk about too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I feel like I'm doing a lot of talking.
Well, that's what we want. That's what we want. Billy, by the way, Billy McCult, assistant coach for the Huskies, with us filling in for Mel in the last 15 minutes here because of hockey practice going on. So we got you out of practice anyway, Coach.
We have Cliff Watson's younger brother, Cooper Watson's playing in Madison in the USHL. He's in his second year in the USHL now as an 18-year-old, big, physical. Very, very similar to Cliff, and so there's a lot to like about his game. We're really excited about him. And then Mitch Renke has played in Stillwater, Minnesota High School. He's playing in Cedar Rapids, the USHL. From talking to NHL scouts and other coaches, his efficiency rating, he just moves the puck so well. He's mobile. He's starting to grow and fill out, but he's going to be a very, very special player once he gets to Tech. He's very similar to Steven Saigo, so our fans and people out there kind of get a comparison to that. you know, we're just really excited with his mobility and his puck moving and high hockey IQ, and going to fit in very nicely here at Tech. So we're really excited about him.
All right. Anybody else we can talk about, Coach?
Nobody else.
That's it,
We got lots of lines in the water, Dirk, but we can't talk about him because we don't have him signed to NLI at this point. But definitely, between us as a staff, we're out working hard, and we're getting close on a couple more here, but we still won't be able to talk about them officially.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, we really appreciate your time. We'll let you go, and we'll look forward to heading down there with you guys to Huntsville to take on the Chargers. Should be a great weekend of hockey, and I know after a couple of tough losses, I would imagine the guys are ready to get right back onto the ice.
No question. Want to get back on the saddle and good habits, and I know we will, and they're a good team. They're playing hard, so we got to be prepared and ready to go. And I think everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
All right, Coach. Thanks again for your time. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dirk.
All right, that is Assistant Coach Billy McCullum from the Michigan Tech hockey team. We'll be back on the more of the Mel Pearson Show right after this on Mix 93.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work with you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call, and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
All right, welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. Thanks to Coach and thanks to Assistant Coach Billy McCullum for being part of the show here today. The team practicing earlier today, so Coach was by phone. But we got it all done. Thanks for all your questions, too. We got all those in, too, which is amazing. We didn't do that last week. And again, some scores from over the weekend in WCHA play. Bemidji State falling to Bowling Green 3-1 on Friday night. Bowling Green sweeping for the 3-2 victory on Saturday night. It was Northern Michigan beating Alaska Anchorage 1-0 on Friday night. Anchorage with an impressive 4-0 win over Northern on Saturday night. And Alaska 7-5 over Lake Superior on Friday night. But Damon Witten's Lakers came back with an overtime win on Saturday night by a score of 3-2. Ferris State defeating Alabama Huntsville, defeating Ferris State 3-2 on Friday night. And Ferris State coming back and getting the split on Saturday night by a score of 5-2. Huskies still in first place in the WCHA and looking forward to this weekend series. Again, the games right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We will have the broadcast for you starting at 7:30 both nights here on Mix 93. 8:07 faceoff from Huntsville, Alabama, Michigan Tech in WCHA hockey. And get your tickets for the big Duluth series 2 weeks from this weekend at Michigan Tech's John McGinnis Dinner Nice Arena Friday and Saturday night. Have a great day, folks. That's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Broadcasting WKMJ FM Hancock.
To Keweenaw Bay, Greenland.
Covington.
This is Mix 93 WKMJ.